they have an aging population thanks to their one-child policy, which is going to be enormous a burden to them, and other issues as well. Or would you like to be the Europeans? Of course not. So I'd still rather be the United States than any other country on earth. And I am optimistic, despite the bad news that I gave you about America. Every time I'm around the young men and women who are serving in the military, I am encouraged. There are some of us in this room that recall standing or waiting in gas lines for hours in order to get a tank of gas because OPEC had their hand on the throttle and had shut off the oil supply. Now we are energy independent. With the right policies, we could be energy exporter, where we could get natural gas to those countries in Eastern Europe that are now dependent on Russian oil. We will never be dependent on anybody for energy again, thanks to fracking. So that's really good news. Manufacturing jobs, despite what Mr. Trump said, are being created. One of the good news is jobs are being created with manufacturing, and new manufacturing is being in place, is that a lot of these jobs are highly automated, and so there's not that much employment. Some of us may remember the vision of the old automobile assembly line with people all over these frames and putting things together. Now if you go there, you'll see people standing around watching robots do everything that people used to do. And so I'm optimistic about our economy over the long run. And I'm also optimistic that we have now embarked on a new era in history, and it's this thing. It's this thing. Every time, by the way, they have a new one, Cindy makes me buy it. It's heavier and heavier, so I don't understand the goddamn thing. But anyway, this is information and knowledge, and knowledge is power. This is what sparked the revolution that took place in the Middle East, which unfortunately is stalled out. But this is so important. So I have to tell you that one of my proudest achievements, that I know you'll be proud of, is the fact that I was not long ago given the award for one of the 10 best tweets of the last 9 years. And here's how it happened. Here's how it happened. When we passed Obamacare, as many of you recall, most of you don't, we put an increase in taxes on tanning beds. And so one of the more scholarly entertainers, a woman named Snooki of Jersey Shore, obviously was a patron of tanning beds, put out a tweet. And she said, "I'm so mad at Obama for raising taxes on tanning beds." She said, "Senator McCain would never do that because he's so pale." So I tweeted back, "You're right, Snooki. I would never raise taxes on tanning beds. P.S. Be sure to wear sunscreen." That won me an award that I knew you would all be very proud of. Could I just finally say, and maybe we'd have a couple minutes for questions, but I'm honored to be back here. I love this place. I love this hotel. I love the square. I love the fact that in 1952, an old guy named Barry Goldwater, who was then a Phoenix City councilman, had the night before his election a speech right here in a rally right here in the square in November of 1952. And in the Eisenhower sweep, in a startling upset, Barry Goldwater, the Phoenix City councilman, defeated the majority leader of the United States Senate. It was one of the great upsets in American political history. By the way, in those days, the Republican Party was almost non-existent, and we were trying to get a slate together, Barry Goldwater was, for people to run. So I heard about a guy in the East Valley, his name was John Rhodes, who had been a lawyer who had been stationed at Williams and decided, like so many thousands of others after World War II, to stay in Arizona. So Barry went out and met this young lawyer, John Rhodes, and said, "I want you to run for Congress. We need you to run the Congress, and John Rhodes said, well, Barry, I don't want to go to Washington. And Barry said, don't worry, you won't. And he was elected, and John Rhodes was elected and stayed 30 years. But so I've, as you know, taken up that custom that Barry Goldwater started back there on a chilly November night in 1952. And it's always been my honor to come here on the night before the election and also the night before the presidential election. So I have a really special feeling, as all of us do, about this wonderful city and the people and its heritage and its history. And I'm so happy to see so many people here who are making this county and this city a wonderful place for people to live and grow up and raise their families. So thank you very much for having me today, and thank you very much for being here. Don't forget the words of the late Mayor Daley of Chicago, who said, vote early and vote often. As you know, in Chicago, they honor the dead so much they let them vote. Which reminds me of one other, the two inmates in the chow line in the state prison. And one of them turned to the other and said, the food was a lot better in here when you were governor. But anyway.